ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Neighbors of the man authorities identified as the shooter at CDC headquarters in Atlanta Friday are reacting to the news.
We heard the story on the news, and I just never thought that it would have been the guy right down the street that did it.
A neighbor of the shooter identified as a 30-year-old from Kennesaw, Georgia. Authorities have not identified a motive for the shooting, which left a DeKalb County police officer dead. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spent Saturday on the phone with allied leaders and said that the path to peace must be determined together. It's after President Trump announced his meeting Friday in Alaska with Russia's Vladimir Putin, but Ukraine will not take part. Six people were hurt, including a 5-year-old girl in what police in Baltimore called a mass shooting in a neighborhood, saying neighbors had gathered outside when someone began to open fire, and extreme heat in the West fueling the elevated fire risk. This is ABC News. Four astronauts returned to Earth Saturday after spending 5 months on the International Space Station. Their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off Southern California. The NFL is recommending all team and league facilities implement enhanced security, according to a memo obtained by our partners at ESPN. This follows a shooting that targeted league headquarters that left four dead, including a security guard who this weekend was remembered as a hero at his funeral.
A funeral held for Alain Etienne, the guard killed in the mass shooting at the Manhattan office building that houses the NFL, Blackstone investment firm, drug maker Bristol Myers Squibb, and more, remembered him with love and respect Saturday.
It's so sad to see my friend, my college friend, in this position.
Someone, you know, like good heart, you know.
Etienne's union boss, Manny Pastrike.
The union supported bringing his daughter here from the Dominican Republic in short notice and setting up the GoFundMe page.
Etienne was 46.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for today, even some thunderstorms out there as well. Cloudy skies and lower 80s in the afternoon. South to southwest winds of 5 to 10. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. For tonight, showers and storms still out there. Lows in the upper 60s. It's 72 at our studios.
WGBW. You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left is a favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. It used to bring sweet memories of a tender love.
they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Thank you. Why?